Ksivos Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksivos Sabli Daf Yud Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, 11 lines up from the foot of the page. B'chusayif mibnayis shalosh shanim. B'chusayif mibnayis shalosh shanim yom echad. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi. Rabbi Yonim Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi b'shem Rav. L'mazu doimer la'isa guma b'vasa v'choyzer u'mithmaleh. Relations with girls less than 3 years old in one day, Rabbi Yosi quoting Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi and Rabbi Yonah quoting Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi quoting Rav said, "What is it like? It's like pressing one's finger and making a depression in flesh. It returns and fills up. So too, her basulim return." Tali Rabbi Chiya la'icha esa ayin v'choyzer sileles. Rabbi Chiya said in a vaisa, "It's like one who clouds a spring. It returns to be clear." And Rabbi Yosi masnisa makain v'chusos mikan kanosin. Etzva ba'ayin. And we have a support to that from Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah that says less than 3 years old in one day is like putting a finger in the eye, it sheds tears and sheds tears again. And Rabbi Avin, Ekol Elokim Elyoin Lekel Goymer Alai. Vashol Hashonim Yom Echad Minim Lachim Vayistin La'ovoi La'basulim Chayzim Dimla Bein Abasulim Chayzim. Rabbi Avin said, quoting the Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Nun Zayin Pasuk Gimel, "I will call upon the Most High God, upon the God who completes what He promised for me." If a girl is born in Adar and was 3 years old in one day and based on decided to make a leap year, so now it's Adar Rishon and she's less than three, her basulim return. If not, if they didn't make a leap year, then her basulim do not return. We come now to the next Mishnah. HaGodol Shebala Katana Vakatan Shebala Gadola Mukas Eitz Ksubason Masayim Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, the ksuba of the following people is 200 zuz, a gadol, an adult who had a relation with a child who had a relation with an adult, and a mukas eitz. Rechomayim a mukas eitz ksubas amana, chomayim say the ksuba of a mukas eitz, who was injured there and lost a basurim through an injury, is 100 zuz. The Gemara says, ezu katan ve'ezu zuhi katana. What is considered a katan in our Mishnah of a young boy, and what is considered a katana, a young girl. Rishon Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagwa amru katan pachis mibin teisha shonim v'yim echad, a katana p'chusa mibas shloisha shonim v'yim echad. We answer the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagwa, a katan is less than 9 years in one day, and a katana is less than 3 years in one day. Nicha gadol shibar katana ha basulim chayzim, katan shibar gadola enem basulim chayzim. The Gemara says, granted, if a gadol had relations with such a katana, her basulim return. However, if a cotton had relations with a gadola, her basulim do not return. Why is aksuba 200 zuz? And Rabbi Avin, tipate, shebar alea, shalai kadauka. Rabbi Avin answered that the case is that he had relations with her, loi kadauka, in the irregular fashion from behind, and therefore she did not lose her basulim. And Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Avin, afilu teimim kadauka, cotton, bi ase, bia, you should say, aim by koyach liga basimonim. And the second answer is from Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Avin, you can even say that the relations was kadaka in a regular fashion. Is a cotton's relations considered relations? Surely it's not. He doesn't have the power to remove the basulim. V'tali kein masa she'ibra u'basula kayemin. We have a support for that because there was a case that occurred in which a woman became pregnant and her basulim was still intact, which shows it's possible to have relations without removing the basulim. Nesivin, Rabbi Meir, basulim, Ein kan v'teimer ksubasa masayim. The Gemara asks against Rabbi Meir, there are no basulim here in a case of a mukas eitz, and you say that her ksuba is 200 zuz. Amalayim v'chi v'basulim hadavatoli, haray begeres ein la basulim v'ksubasa masayim, haray basulim in a nasuin, yesh la basulim v'ksubasa mana. Rabbi Meir answers, well, does it depend on basulim? A begeres, a girl who's older than the age 12 and a half, does not necessarily have basulim, yet her ksuba is 200 zuz. A basula from Nisuin has basulim, yet her ksuba is 100. My kadoin. What is the reason why a begeris, her ksuba is greater than a basula from Nisuin? Begeris loi bitol chena basula min a Nisuin bitol chena. We answer that a begeris did not lose her special appeal, a basula from Nisuin lost her appeal. Ma pligin b'makas eitz to me ama loi Bittel China Rabban Amim Bittel China. What do they argue about? They argue about the Mukas Eitz. The Meir says that she did not lose her appeal, whereas Rabban says she did lose her appeal. Basula, Hanib Eles, Minakotan, Remisha Eina Ish, Kesheira, Lukahuna. a basula who had relations with a cotton, a child, and from one who is not a man, rather an animal, she is kosher to marry a kohen. Tani Rabbi Chalafta ben Shaul, kosher afir lekohen gadol. Rabbi Chalafta ben Shaul said in a brisa, she's even kosher to marry a kohen gadol. Rabbi Shisei Yosi, Rabbi Ami Makshu, ma beina levena nivelis be'edzba, ilha nivelis be'edzba, shema eina psula lekohona. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Ami asked, what's the difference between her, one who had relations with a cotton or an animal, and one who had relations means she removed, meaning literally means she removed her basulim with her finger. One who had relations with the finger, so to speak, is she not possible to a kohen gadol? Amar Rabbi Chagai, tipata shebar aleha shlekedarka. Rabbi Chagai answered that the case is that he, means the child or the animal, had relations with her shlekedarka. Their relation does not consider relations to make her beula, and her basulim are still intact. Rabbi Chagai wanted to retract from this answer, and Rabbi Abba told him, do not retract. Why did Rabbi Chagai want to retract from this answer? The answer is because it says in the Pasuk in Vayikra, Pe'ekhof Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, referring to a kohen gadol, that a man, the kohen gadol must marry a woman who, with her basulim, and she must be a basula from both sides, means the normal place of relations, and also from behind. With the gavasa, basula ve'ish lo yada, basula mekedaka ve'ish lo yada shlo kedaka. The gavasa, or similarly, it says basula ve'ish lo yada, and Bereshis Chavdalad Pasuk Tezayin, in reference to Rivka, it says that she was a basula virgin and no man had been with her, meaning she was a basila from relations kadak in a regular way, and no ish, no adult knew, we know had relations with her, shalai kadaka. And this connotes that only an adult makes her a ba'ula, loi kadaka, like Rabbi Chagai said initially. And Rabbi Yitzhak ben Alava, afilu, avir, loi noga, ba, I should say, shenema, ki leonuch, shevet, haresha, algoer, la sadikim. Rabbi Yitzhak ben Alava says, no ish, teaches that even her father didn't touch her, and we quote from a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Chofhei Pasuk Gimel, for the rod of wickedness will not rest on the lot of the righteous. Why? And this the explanation being that the Amori custom was for the father to have relations with his own basula daughters, and we're saying here that did not happen with Rivka. Ma'avad la Rabbi Chagai ad shaloi yachsoi boi. The question is, how would Rabbi Chagai explain Rabbi Chalafta ben Shaul's law that she is kosher even to Kohen Gadol before he retracted, when he wanted to attract? Patala Baharaya, the answer is he explained that it refers to Haraya, which means the first stage of relations with a minor or animal does not disqualify to a kohen gadol. Falama Leis, we should say Rabbi Yosi, Patale Baharaya. Why didn't Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Ami ask above what is the difference between beer and with a child or an animal and beer with a finger, explaining that it refers to Hara? Amri mana dehi srichele Rabbi Yosi bar Baharaya bezocho mahu haray behema mahu. But mana answered that Rabbi Yosi was unsure about this because Rabbi Yosi had asked, what is the law of a man who did ha'ara with a male? What's the law with ha'ara with an animal? If ha'ara with an animal is considered relations, she is a ba'ula, and the baisa could not permit her to a kohen gadol. Hachama Rabbi Yomiya hadar de Chagai ama loy al hadar hava Rabbi Ami makshi. When Rabbi Yomiya heard this of Rabbi Chagai, he said that Rabbi Ami did not ask about this. Rabbi Chagai understood that Rabbi Ami questioned the Baisa why one who had relations with a cotton or an animal is kosher to a kohen gadol. Really asked about our Mishnah, that a cotton who had relations with a gedola, her ksuba is 200 zuz. Why is she unlike one who had relations with a finger, who is a mukas eitz, and her ksuba is 100 zuz? And we come now to the next Mishnah. Basula almana gusha v'chalutza min anesuim ksubas almana vein lahem tanas basulim. If a basula was widowed, divorced, or had chalitza after nisuin, after the chuppah, then her ksuba is 100 zuz, and she has no tanus basulim. Hagiyoris v'ashvuya v'ashifcha shenifter or shenifkayu or shenishtachu yiseyoris al shalosh shonim yom echad ksubas almana vein lahem tanus basulim. If a girl converted, was redeemed from captivity, or was freed when she was about 3 years old on one day, her ksuba is 100, and she has no tanus basulim. The Gemara says, "Eivehi basula min anesuim." What is a basula from Nisuin? Amav Yochanan kosher nechusel chuppah veideh meidim oisah shlo nivela. Yochanan answers when she entered chuppah and witnesses testify that she did not have relations. Amr v'yosi haza amr nasa isha b'cheskes besula v'nimtzes be'ula ein ze mekartois lafida mekzubas mana. Rabbi Yossi inferred that if one married a woman that she was b'cheskes besula and she was found to be be'ula, it's not a mekartois, it's not a mistaken acquisition to make her lose her ksuba of 100, because the latter part of the Mishnah teaches that she has no time for besulim. Nasa isha b'cheskes shulay zinsa, v'nimtzes she zinsa ein ze mekartois lafida mekzubas mana. If one married a woman with a chazakah that she did not have zanus, means relations before she converted or was freed, and it was found that she had znus, it is not considered a mekach tois to make her lose her ksuba of 100 zuz. Rav Blaza, shal habal shifra, she's a meshomeres, mahu. Rav Blaza asked if one had relations with a shifra that was guarded from relations, and he found that she was actually a basula, what's the law? Is her ksuba therefore 200? Yishemina ador, we learn from the following braisa, yachol habal al shifra aramis yechayev. Perhaps one who had relations with a shifra nochris, a non-Jewish maidservant, is liable to pay a fine. Talmud Lema, ma yimharena loy leisha, es yesh lo havaya ba yatz ha shifra, oy mi she'en lo havaya ba. And the God says, the Bible says no, because ma yimharena loy leisha, the pasuk says in Shmois, chof beis pasuk tazvav, he should provide her with a marriage contract as a wife. One that he could have had havaya, kedushin with her, that's what type of woman he would have to pay, and this excludes a shifra or someone else that he could not have had kedushin with her. Bipnei she'ein loy ba havaya, hayam yesh loy havaya, im yesh loy havaya ba, yesh lo knas, v'chol she yesh loy knas, yesh lo ksuba. We can infer that it's because he could not have kedushin with her, but if he could have had kedushin with her, such as a shifra who is not a nochris, she would have a fine. And anyone who has a fine, she has a ksuba of 200, because she is Mukhzekas assumed to be a basula. Am of Yudan, the Chiv Knas Adavatoli, I begeris in la Knas, Uxibasa Masayim, I would basulim in a suin Yeshla Knas, Uxibasa Mana. Rav Yudan objects, does it depend on a fine? A begeris has no fine, yet Uxibba is 200. A basula from the suin has a fine, yet Uxibba is 100. Am of Zira, Kaimir Mana, Tepata, Bashin Niskayu, Onishtishtahu, Pahusai, Mubrak Shalachonim, Bim Echot. Rabbi Zeira answered in front of Rabbi Mana, the Baisa discusses one who converted or was freed before 3 years and one day, and whose ksuba is therefore 200. Amalei, im b'shinizkayu anishtachu b'chusas m'dreis gimoshon ab yim echad, kithohen. But Mana objected, if they converted or were freed before 3 years and a day, they are like Yisraelim, and the Baisa wouldn't call her a shifcha. Some of Einlis yesh lehem tainas basulim. A blind girl and an Einlis have tainas basulim. An Einlis is a type of woman who never physically develops in a way where she's capable of conceiving children. Simchas Eimer Meshem Rav Meir, Summa Ein La Tanis Basulim. Simchas says in the name of Rav Meir that a blind girl has no Tanis Basulim. Umar Tamad Rav Meir, what's the source for Rav Meir? And the Eimer Matzah the Ibbet, because I say that he found blood and got rid of it. Umar Tamad Rabbonon, what's the reasoning of Rabbonon? Yechel Hi Latosh Soi, the answer is she can grab the sheep with blood on it and keep it. Ma'abela Rav Meir, what does Rav Meir do to reject that answer? Yochol hu shleid hoysam b'roik. The answer is he can make the appearance lighter through spit and it won't look like blood. Tani tanas basulim ad shloshim yoim d'Rav Meir. The Bible says that Rav Meir told us that tanas basulim is only until 30 days. V'chamoimim miyad. Some say it must be done immediately. Manan kaimim, what's the case? Im b'shabal miyad, if he had relations with her immediately, all should agree that it should be immediate that he should come to Beis Din. Im b'shulay bal, afil la'achar mikan ad kama. If he didn't have relations with her until now, all should agree that it's even after a long period of time. Eliken kaimen b'stam, v'me oimeh chazoka adam ma'amid atzmai shloshim yoim, v'von amma, afil yom echad in adam ma'amid es atzmai. The answer is, rather the case of stam, that he says that he had relations only now, but we don't know if this is true. Rav Meir says that there is a chazaka that a man can refrain up to 30 days, but one says he cannot refrain even one day. Rav Yomi Abar, Mao Shihei Nema Leima Al Rav Meir, Hamadzi Atzmi Shloshim Yom Kedil Asos Es Havlad, Shtuki. Rav Yomi asks, according to Rav Meir, is a Yavan believed to say that I refrained for 30 days in order to make the child a Shtuki, means she became pregnant, and he said that it's not from him. A Shtuki is a Sophic Mamza, because perhaps the father was a Mamza. Yishmim El Ador, Hayavom Hashem Basich Shloshim Yom Lo Nevalti Kofinoy So Sheyachleitzla La'achas Shloshim Yom Vakshem Menashelachleitzla V'am Rav Blaza Dvmei. The answer is, we learn from what was said about in the Mishnah in Yevamos, that if a Yevamos said within 30 days, I do not have relations, we force him to do Chalitza. If after 30 days, we request that he do Chalitza, and Rav Lazar said that this is like Rabbi Meir. V'am Rav Lazar l'shona ela etzla ha etzel tzorasa loy. And Rav Lazar said that this is only for her, since she admits that she did not have relations, she's forbidden to someone else without Chalitza, but not for her tzora. The tzora is permitted, the co-wife is permitted, due to the chazaka that one cannot refrain. Just like you say there that the Yevamah is not believed to harm the permission of a tzara, the co-wife, to marry someone else. Also here, the Yevamah is not believed to harm what we assume is his son and make him a Safek Mamzer.